USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A second night of looting broke out in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Monday night following Sunday's shooting of an unarmed black man as he resisted arrest from an outstanding warrant. The looting followed the protest outside the city's police station. The governor put a curfew in place that was mainly ignored. China has warned the United States not to play with fire on the Taiwan issue after the Department of State updated its guidelines, easing restrictions on meeting between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. Federal health agencies will temporarily stop using Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine after six women developed blood clots, including one who died, according to a new report. The half-dozen patients who were between the ages of 18 and 48 developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within the first 2 weeks of vaccination. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced Monday that the state's response to rising COVID cases should begin shutting things down. The announcement came Monday just days after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer asked residents statewide for a two-week pause. Whitmer opted out of a mandated shutdown. The United States needs to address an ongoing shortage of semiconductors by investing in its chip infrastructure, President Joe Biden said during a virtual summit meeting with auto executives and other business leaders Monday afternoon. These chips, these wafers, batteries, broadband, it's all infrastructure. We need to build the infrastructure of today and not to repair the one of yesterday, Biden said. The plan I propose will protect our supply chain and revitalize American manufacturing, the president goes on to say. NASCAR racing takes place Sunday afternoon. The Toyota Owners 400 starts at 3 p.m. Eastern from the Richmond, Virginia Raceway and can be seen on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, co-owner of the XFL and the CFL, have engaged in a discussion how to best collaborate, innovate, and grow the game of football. The talks include a championship game between the XFL and CFL champ, CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi.
Thinking about the game of football and obviously looking for, you know, for opportunities for, you know, to accelerate our success and, you know, grow our game. And it just so happened we ended up in this discussion with the new ownership group at the XFL and immediately found, some real alignment, what they want to do and the skills and the background of the group. Danny Garcia and Dwayne Johnson have been long-term business partners and, Dwayne Johnson's success is, literally unparalleled. And it led us to, where we are today, which was, look, we just wanted to be transparent. We've got great fans and we have a great group of players and we thought, before we get too far along, we'll just let the world know that we're talking. We don't know what the outcome of all of this will be, but we are excited to be in this conversation.
There could also be an all-star game pitting players from both leagues. The long-term objective, the merger of the two pro football leagues. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.